Jake Saddle here on the East Holm School Report, and today I'm joined by Bonnie Brown, the Director of Student Services for East Holm's Local Schools. Bonnie, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yes, thank you for having me here.
And Bonnie, I think we hear the term Director of Student Services a lot when it comes to public schools, but I'm not sure everyone knows exactly what that position does. Can you explain that position to us just a little bit?
Sure. Essentially, I am in charge of all things related to special education for the district, from IEP and ETR evaluation compliance and timelines to supporting our intervention specialists and families and students. It covers a lot of things.
So a very broad position, but I know we were going to focus in on just a few things today. And I think the first one is something a lot of, you know, community members and parents have questions about, and that's AI in schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a great topic to talk about.
From what you've sent me, laws are going into effect that are going to require schools to have an AI policy in place.
Yes, that was a new law that just came out in December. And so by July of this year, we have to have a policy. All public school districts have to. And so the Ohio Department of Ed provided some resources to help support implementation in schools, because it's not really something that we can ignore anymore.
And it's still such a new technology that I think it's taken this couple of years for schools to kind of get to this place where now they can be like, okay, this is what we need to have in our policy.
Mm-hmm. It's true. As things develop and we learn how to use them, you know, as adults and as students, it opens up a whole range of conversations that need to be had at a lot of levels.
Can you share a little of what the state's looking for in these AI policies?
Sure. Yeah. Some specific to special education. I think that there's always a concern about student privacy, and that is always the top priority when we use AI. It has to continue to follow special ed laws and any personal information. So we always have to be cognizant of that privacy policy. In addition to that, I think it's really important that the consideration is made that we use these AI tools in special ed in particular to do things like organize information, to summarize data, to help manage paperwork. But it really is not ever going to replace those professional decisions that teachers and parents and teams make about students.
And I think that's something real important. This, for people to distinguish, using AI as a tool is something that a lot of school districts have welcomed, but it's not going to replace the in-classroom instruction.
Absolutely, yes. I think that every step of the way, you have to keep the human part of teaching. Nothing will replace that.
And I think it also draws some parallels to my time coming up in school, when teachers were just starting to get their own computers in every classroom, and people are worried about how digitizing the classroom was going to affect learning. And now we're kind of full circle back into the beginning of that with AI.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that, like I said, that as students are learning these skills, they need guidance in how to manage technology and how to use it responsibly and really in like a ethical way.
You speak of that in the ethical way. That's something that a lot of young people and teachers and staff members might not be thinking of is ethical uses of AI. And now you're going to have to come up with plans to teach your kids and staff about that.
Yes, definitely. There are so many good things about technology, especially when we are looking at giving access to tools that students who might have a disability in, you know, written expression, or in maybe we're not a good speller. And so there's tools. There are lots of good things that can come from that. But it does. It's a teaching process, I think, for everybody. And part of that is, as administrators at East Holmes here, we are part of some professional development specific to administrators. And that is giving us the foundation as leaders to help support our teachers and staff in these ways to use AI.
So a lot of interesting stuff happening with that technology in the classroom, but there's some other things you have coming up in the spring at East Holmes.
Yes. Yeah, so looking ahead to when it gets warm again, we will have in May, Track and Field Day is an annual event that we have here at East Holmes for our special education students across the district that will take place at Highland. And the Highland leadership students are amazing every year at planning events and running stations and supporting students as we do this event. So it's good to have those things to look ahead to.
Okay, well, Bonnie, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today. It's always great to stay informed about some of these new things on the forefront of education.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Again, that was Bonnie Brown here on the East Holmes School Report.